Welcome to the Dr. Ghoul Radio Program. Get ready for a chilling good time.
Good evening, fiendish friends. Queen Sylvie and Smooth Tim read Taily Poe on this week's Saturday Night Radio Program. And then, of course, a song. This one is very ghoulish. It's called Ghoulish Ghost by Fawn. And then three silly dentist stories and, of course, fun bat facts. And as a finale, the only person who could possibly read the big toe can't be seen, makes an appearance here at the radio station, and he tears this fun up. So enjoy, my fiendish friends. They're back again this week, and now Queen Sylvie and Smooth Tim read
Taily Poe.
The trials and tribulations of living in today's modern society can tend to wear on your nerves. One can grow very weary of dealing with bills, taxes, insurance, traffic, and pollution, not to mention anything about keeping food in the refrigerator. Oftentimes, the whole thing can make you want to holler and throw up both your hands. And that's exactly what old Bill Smith did. He gave up all the luxuries, and if you ask me, some of the necessities of modern life. He loaded up just the barest of essentials and his three hunting dogs into the truck and moved way up into the North Georgia mountains. Smitty, that's what all us folks in town call him, figured it wouldn't be that much of an adjustment. After all, he did love hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. And he did have the companionship of his three best friends, his dogs I Know, You Know, and Comptico Calico. What more can a man ask for? Smitty built himself a very nice little cabin way back in the woods. It wasn't too big, but it was just enough for him. The cabin had only two rooms. One he used for a bedroom and the other living room, dining room, den, and kitchen. He had built himself a nice big fireplace where he could cook his food and warm his body on chilly nights. He planted himself a nice little vegetable garden on the side of the house and would hunt for fish for the most of his food. But at least once a month, he would drive the 25 miles down the mountain to the little store to buy those things that he couldn't provide for himself. During the warm months, Smitty had no problem catching all the small game he needed. But the colder months proved to be a little more difficult to keep his stomach full. Well, it was one of those cold wintry nights that Smitty went out to his store shed to see what he could find for dinner. All he found was a small piece of fat back meat and a handful of rice. There was too much snow on the ground to travel the 25 miles to the store, so he had to make do with what he had. He ate the fat back and a little of the rice, but he gave most of the rice and the water he had boiled from the meat to his dogs. After all, they had to eat too. He called out,
"I Know, You Know, Contigo Calico, come on, doggies, and get y'all dinner."
And those dogs came running in as fast as they could and lapped up all the rice mixture. Smitty was still a little hungry, but there wasn't much he could do about that. So despite the protest of his grumbling stomach, Smitty stoked the fire in the fireplace to keep the cabin warm and went to bed. The sound of the wind blowing around and in some places through the tiny cabin had almost put Smitty to sleep when he heard something. He opened his eyes and saw a shadow on the wall. He eased out of bed and tiptoed into the other room. And there he saw the oddest looking creature he had ever seen. It was short, stubby, with pointed ears and short, fat feet with long claws, and it had a long, bushy tail. There was no open doors or windows, so Smitty was confused as to how the little funny creature actually got in. Smitty quietly picked up his axe, creeped over to the odd critter who was devouring an insect of some sort, and raised his axe and came down squarely on the creature's tail. Smitty turned to catch the varmint, but he was too quick. He hurriedly escaped through the wall. So Smitty was left standing there with this long bushy tail and a blood-laden axe in his hand and no sign of the funny-looking creature. Smitty was about to throw the old tail out the door when his growling stomach reminded him of just how hungry he was. So he took that tail, cleaned it, cooked it with some of the herbs from his garden he had stored away, and ate it. It didn't taste that bad. Why, it kind of tastes like chicken. With his stomach finally full, Smitty got back into his warm, cozy bed. Smitty had just drifted off into a deep sleep when a strange sound awakened him. It sounded like something trying to scratch its way into the cabin. Perhaps a raccoon? Smitty knew that if he stayed real quiet, it would probably go away. So he stayed as quiet as he could. But then he heard a strange, weird voice which hissed.
Tailie Poe! Tailie Poe! I want my
Tailie Poe! He thought the wind was playing a trick on his ears, but he heard it again.
Tailie Poe! Tailie Poe! I want my Tailie Poe!
Smitty jumped out of bed, flung open the doors, and called out to his dogs.
I know! You know! Kiko Kaliko! Come over here and see what's making that noise!
The dogs came running, barking and sniffling, but they didn't find anything at all. So Smitty put the dogs out and went back to bed. Sleep just had eased itself into Smitty's body when he heard the voice again. This time, the scratching sound sounded like it was at the window. Whatever it was, it really, really wanted to get in. But the scratching seemed to be on two walls at the same time. Smitty cried out,
Hey, who's in my door? Get on away from here!
Then he heard the strange voice again, only this time a little louder.
Tailie Poe! Tailie Poe! I want my Tailie Poe! You've got my Tailie Poe!
Old Smitty wasn't one to be frightened easily, but he was getting a little shaky, and this was really weird. So he eased to the window and called.
I know, you know, come Tico Tico, come over here and see what's a scratching of my house.
The three dogs bounded to the porch and they sniffled and they barked and sniffled, but they never found anything at all. Smitty decided to stay up the rest of the night to protect himself, his dogs, and his little cabin. So he pulled his chair next to the fireplace, grabbed a blanket from his bed, and settled in for the rest of the wind-chilled, wintry night. Sleep soon overtook him, and once again, he dozed off. It was almost dawn when Smitty woke with a start. The sound of scratching seemed to re-vibrate from every area of the cabin. Smitty scratched frantically for his axe, his rifle, and something to defend himself with, but he was so frightened, he didn't find anything at all. The scratching grew louder and louder, and then the voice...
Tailie Poe, you've got my Tailie Poe. Give me back my Tailie Poe.
And Smitty yelled back,
Leave me alone. I ain't got your Tailie Poe.
Then he cried,
I know. You know. Come Tico Calico. Come over here and protect your master.
This time the dogs didn't come, so he yelled again,
Come Tico Calico. Come here. Don't you hear me calling you doggies?
He waited and waited, but still not one dog came running. Smitty had never been so scared in his life. He ran to his bed and jumped in. The scratching and the voice grew louder and louder. Smitty yelled back as loud as he can.
I ain't got your Tailie Poe. Why don't you leave me alone and go on about your business? I ain't never hurt nobody or know nothing. Just leave me alone.
The scratching seemed to be inside the house now, and the voice was getting so loud it was deafening.
Tailie Poe, you've took my Tailie Poe. Now I come to get my Tailie Poe.
Smitty pulled the cover up over his head and stayed as quiet as he could. But the scratching was now in his room.
Tailie Poe, you better give me back my Tailie Poe.
Smitty then felt the thing scratching up the bottom of the bed and onto the cover. Smitty eased the cover down to see just what was steadily approaching. Then he saw it. A small, stubbly creature with pointed ears, fat feet with long claws, and bloodshot red eyes that glowed in the dark, eyes that seemed to burn straight through Smitty. Before he could pull the cover back over his head again, the thing pounced on his chest and looked straight down at him and said,
Tailie Poe, you took my Tailie Poe. Give it back to me now.
Smitty yelled,
I
ain't got no tailie pole. I ate it. It's gone.
And that thing started to scratch and claw and tear away at poor old Smitty, trying to get that tailie pole back. Smitty tried to fight back, but that thing was too strong and those claws were too sharp. Smitty's screams echoed throughout the dark mountains, then stopped, leaving a chilling silence. After a month or two without hearing from Smitty, the folks who owned the store at the base of the mountain went up to the cabin to make sure everything was all right. When they got there, they found his cabin torn to shreds and no sign of Smitty or the dogs. They searched the woods and called out for him.
Smitty!
I know!
Hey, you know! Cantico-calico!
But they never found a thing. As the search party was heading down the mountain, the wintry wind began to blow and a strange voice could be heard saying,
Tailie-Pole! Tailie-Pole! I finally got my Tailie-Pole!
What a story! Now listen to Ghoulish Ghosts by Fawn. She fits right in to tonight's show.
Do you ever get that feeling somebody is in your room? Have you ever thought that maybe there's a ghost that's haunting you? Have you heard the night wind howling as your curtains blow around? Does your door ever creak open, but there's no one to be found? Ghoulish ghosts eat black and toast. They drink tea and read the post. Some are friendly, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. Ghoulish ghosts have creepy eyes. They play tricks and terrorize. Some are sad, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. Once you get in bed, just listen. You will hear the faintest cries. Better pretend that you're sleeping, lest they trouble you all night. Better tiptoe through the hallways and hope you don't make a sound. If a ghoulish ghost can hear you, he will always be around. Ghoulish ghosts eat black and toast. They drink tea and read the post. Some are friendly, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. Ghoulish ghosts have creepy eyes. They play tricks and terrorize. Some are sad, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. In the shadows, they are gibbering, whispering. Some so sad, you may hear troubled whimpering. All the others are snickering, bickering. Are you listening? In the dark, their eerie eyes will be glimmering. Sad and cold will leave you arctic shivering. You'll feel them as they pass by you slithering. Ever lingering, ever lingering. Ghoulish ghosts eat black and toast. They drink tea and read the post. Some are friendly, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. Ghoulish ghosts have creepy eyes. They play tricks and terrorize. Some are sad, most are mean. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream. If you spot a ghoulish ghost, don't scream.
We have been asked to tell more fun bad facts. So, we have three more. In addition, though, for Dr. Shepherd, we have three of his silliest, goofiest dentist jokes as well. Now, fun bad facts. Fun bad fact number one. Bats don't have fat days. The metabolism of a bat is inviolable. They can digest bananas, mangoes, and berries in 20 minutes. I suggest if you find yourself in a bat cave, watch your step. Bat fact number two, not quite so funny. More than 50% of all bats in the United States are either in severe decline or are listed as an endangered species. We don't know what we have until they're gone. Industry, deforestation, pollution, and just plain killing have wiped out many bats and their habitats. So please, consider going to as much as you can natural electricity. And third bad fact, and you're going to enjoy this one. This Brazilian free-tailed bats are faster than we thought. They push speeds to 100 miles per hour. That dark thing that flies by your face, that could be a bat. And now, in honor of Dr. Shepherd, why did the king go to the dentist? To get his teeth crowned, of course. What is the dentist's favorite movie? Plaque to the Future. And the third one, the one I like the most. What did the judge say to the dentist? Do you swear to pull the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth? Can't be seen, reads the big toe next. Friends, he tears this one up. Enjoy.
Good evening. Ghoul asked me to read this creepy story. He said he read it for Facebook and then the Queen Sylvie show. Now listen to the rendition I have. The big toe. A boy was digging at the edge of the garden when he saw a big toe. He tried to pick it up, but it was stuck to something. So he gave it a good hard jerk, and it came off in his hand. Then he heard something groan and scamper away. The boy took the toe into the kitchen and showed it to his mother. It's a nice plump toe, she said. I'll put it in the soup and we'll have it for supper. That night, his father carved the toe into three pieces, and each one had a piece. Then they did the dishes, and when it was dark, they went to bed. The boy fell fast asleep almost at once. But in the middle of the night, a sound awakened him. It was something out in the street. It was a voice, and it was calling him.
Where is my toe?
It groaned. When the boy heard that, he got very scared. But he thought, it doesn't know where I am. It will never find me. Then he heard the voice once more, only it was closer.
Where is my toe?
It groaned. The boy pulled the blankets over his head and closed his eyes. I'll sleep, he thought. When I wake up, it will be gone. But soon he heard the back door open. And again he heard the voice.
Where is my toe?
It groaned. Then the boy heard footsteps move through the kitchen, into the dining room, into the living room, in the front hall. Then slowly, very, very slowly, they climbed the stairs. Closer and closer they came. Soon, they were in the upstairs hall. Now they were outside his door.
Where is my toe?
The voice groaned. His door opened. Shaking with fear, he listened as the footsteps slowly moved through the dark towards his bed. Then he stopped.
Where is my toe?
The voice groaned. The little boy was never to be seen again. Ghoul, you always pick out the best ones for me. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for joining us tonight. This show has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry. And also, thank you, Rice Trucking, Soil Farm, and Catch Joanne the Restaurant. And of course, Jim and Brad at KHMB Radio. And as always, my fiendish friends, may all your dreams be nightmares. We just thought, if you didn't have enough agony this week, enjoy this little creepy song.
Do you feel safe? The play where monsters hide.
good night.